This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella had to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
I am cuckoo cawing. I'm losing my mind. I'm goofy for gay loops because you're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available for you on the whole internet. What a treat. I'm Mono Gapian, and I am joined by a very special genius today, a director extraordinaire to so many. I mean, every drag project that you've seen and you've been like, damn, that looks good. Jesus Christ, that looks like some next level shit. We've got the one and only Asad Yacoub.
What's up, y'all? I'm
here. Hi, Habibi. What's up? How are you doing?
Well. I am doing well. I'm excited to talk about this episode and get things cracking. It was a pretty interesting one.
It was a good one. Okay, wait, before we go there, I have some things we have to talk about. First of all, you're reporting live from your bug room. You're the kind of bitch who has a bug room.
I do have an insect room with a bunch of bugs, and I take care of them, and I love them. I have spiders and cockroaches, and I have a lizard. I had two. My lizard just passed.
I love that so much. I can't even tell you how much I love that you are like, the joy in your voice over your roaches and tarantulas is so pure. I mean, do you bring trade into the bug room? Or are you like, check out my bugs?
No, I mean, actually, everyone loves the bug. Like, everyone wants to come see it. I'm not going to lie. Like, anytime I talk about it, they're like, we need to see what this is. But I just, since I was a kid, I always brought bugs home and my mom hated it. Like, yeah. I would, remember those coin purses when we were kids, we used to hang on our belts, thing.
This is so funny.
I would spend all the coins and fill it with bugs and bring it home.
Wait. Just from nature, bugs from nature.
Yeah, like when I was in school, like because I grew up in Dubai, and like our playgrounds were like in the desert. So yeah. There were a lot of bugs there. So I would just collect them and bring them home, and my mom would freak out every
that
single time
is
I did it.
Fucking funny. And I have to say, like, this is like, I mean, this is so filmic, right? Because like already, like a child who won't stop bringing bugs home is like a perfect intro into a film about your life.
Right?
Wait, did you ever get bitten by anything? Or
I used to go to beehives and get stung all on my face because I was just curious. And my mom would freak out. She's like, you're going to die. Like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I love them. I just want to watch them.
Yee! I mean, did she ever hit you with a yama or a yee?
Oh,
I mean,
she would go crazy. But my face looked deformed because I'm allergic to bee stings. Like, so my face was like swelling everywhere, but I just kept going back. My grandma, I remember she had a beehive in her garden and I was so curious about it.
Do you know what it is? Like, have you pinpointed the nature of it? Like, what is it? Because bugs make me want to die. Like,
I don't know.
They're so insidious and small that like horrifies me.
I think that's why I love them. I don't know. I just like when I see a spider in my house, I just let it live. Like, I don't catch it and put it out. I'm like, live, girl. I just hate mosquitoes. I'm like, I'm not into all bugs. Mosquitoes and flies,
fair.
I will kill them.
What about silverfish? I die when I... Have you seen a silverfish?
No.
I can't believe you don't know it.
Is it the one
bug
that scoots on the water?
I'll share my screen and you can see a silverfish.
I love that.
They make me want to die. They're like little floor... they're like flat... Oh my God. Okay. I'm sharing my screen right now. They're flat and they have tons of like little floor tentacles. They kind of look like this.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I know them. I just didn't know their name. Yeah. I kill those. Yeah,
I think you kill.
Yeah,
I really
I do. Kill
do.
Them. Yeah. I mean, they're probably more of a pest in the house than helping.
Yeah. Yeah, I do kill them. So we're okay. Okay. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. I love that though. I love your pure unadulterated. Have you been bitten by a brown recluse or a black widow?
I've never been bitten by a spider, to be honest with you. Even my tarantulas have not bit me.
What happens when a tarantula bites you? It's just like, ow?
It's just going to hurt. I don't have venomous ones. So like they have a bit of venom, but like it's just going to make you swell a little. But yeah. Unless you're allergic, then you're fucked. But I'm not allergic to spider bites.
Wow. I've been bitten by a yellow jacket. That sucked. You're like that's jealous. Bad. There's jealousy in your eyes.
Yeah, that's bad. No, that's bad. Like, I don't want to be, I don't like getting stung by insects and stuff, but like if it happens, it's part of the nature of raising them, I guess.
Okay, so you have made so many amazing music videos, like literally every single one, like a million Trixie ones, yes. Bob, I mean, the Bob ones yeah. come to mind, but you've done everyone. You've done Laganja, you've done yes. Alexis Jinx, Michelle,
Jinx, Alaska. Monique, no hearts.
Your BB Zahara Benet video.
BB, by the way, is like amazing. I fucking love her. I just have to say this. BB is so cool to work with and just such a fun person. I just love her persona.
One of the most captivating people on film, period. Like,
yeah, she's amazing. I just love that energy she has. She's like, yeah. Oh, I am this, I am that. And I'm like, I fucking love it.
She's because extra.
If you don't get that she's in on the joke, then you can think that she could be a bitch. But if you know that she's in on the joke about this air, it's just genius. I love it.
I mean, I'm gonna shut up about this, but I have to say it all. It's very like Arab auntie energy.
100%. Oh yeah. Like if I don't call her, if I go through a period of time not calling her and then I call her, she's like, you didn't call me for a while to say hi. Did you forget about me? And I was like, no, I love you. Like just life happens.
She reminds me of, I had an auntie who worked at like the Lancome counter. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
These fabulous divas who wear too much Chanel number 5, who like, create a cloud of perfume when they bust.
That's my
in.
Mom.
Yeah,
my mom.
That's
you
my
can
mom
smell
too.
My mom before you see her.
We have the same mom. Yeah.
My mom's like a diva. That's why I love BB. It's like that energy. I love that energy.
I do too. I always describe my mom as a drag queen trapped in a woman's body.
My mom is the same.
Yeah, really crazy. Yeah.
I think every Arab woman really is.
Yeah, really extra. Really extra. And I love it. That's why I obviously respond to BB's energy. It's like, yeah, this is not an act. This is not a drill.
No, it's not. But that's what I love about it. I love it. Like it's such an amazing energy to be around. I enjoy it personally. So I really love it.
I mean, you've also directed Cherry Pop, which I feel like is a cult classic now.
I hope it is. I don't know. It's like, it feels so long ago for me, even though it's still playing everywhere. I have to move on sometimes from something. So I don't want to keep living in that moment, but I hope people are still enjoying it.
It's absolutely cult status.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I never thought of it that way, but thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, well, tell me what brought you to directing? How did you know you could capture these visuals, which are next level? Like, how did you know?
I didn't. It was a mistake. Honestly, I just wanted to get out of the Middle East and I just Googled art schools in New York. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
And then New York Film Academy popped up and I was like, sure. And I clicked on it. I didn't even know directing was a career. And then I just said, oh, directing program. And I clicked on that, got in, and then I went to New York and figured it out. Like literally, that's no joke. That's how it happened.
Wow. I fucking love that.
I had a teacher. Her name is Rachel Hines. I was in college in Lebanon and she's the one that pushed me. She was like, you're wasting your time here. You need to apply to schools in New York. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for her, I would never have gotten the courage to do it. So really, Rachel Hines, shout out. She changed my life. Yeah, she was my drawing teacher. She changed my life.
I love those teachers who really they really make a difference when someone like takes you aside and is like, your pussy's on fire. And
yeah,
like,
she saw something in me that I didn't see in myself at the time or something that she knew I could do something that I was just scared to like do.
Totally.
Because my parents were like, you're never going to America. So get that out of your head. Mm-hmm. Like you can go anywhere in the world for college, but not America. So then I had to tackle that battle. But it wasn't that bad, actually. They succumbed to it really quickly. They're like, okay, we're sending you there.
Oh my God. But speaking of drag queen parents, I have to tell you this, because my mom, so I had the same thing happen, even with just like, I just were moving to LA. My mom is such a drag queen. When I was like, oh, I'm like staying in LA, mom. And because she thought I was just going to stay here for a summer, but then I was like, I always wanted to stay.
I liked it. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm staying, and I'm not kidding. She said to me, the first thing she said after that, it was like, well, I hope you can make it to my funeral. But but if you can't, no problem. That's literally
our
what she said to me.
The same people.
Yes.
Our moms are the same people. My mom is very, she does that to me too, but I love it. I'm like, yeah. I mean, this is my future. Like, I have to stay here now. What can I? I've been in America for 12 years. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like you've really staked your claim here. What is next? I mean, what is next for you? Are you still in the music video space? Are you trying to do other shit?
I mean, I still want to stick to the music video stuff. I'm open to other. I just don't want to do my own thing for a while. I want to just be hired to do jobs. I'm in pre-production for a few videos, and then I'm trying to get more commercial work. I did something for Kraft Mac and Cheese in October, a digital campaign for them.
Come on, corporations.
It got shelved.
No! Damn it.
I was so happy to like show it, and then they're like, yeah, we're shelving it. I was like, we might come out later. It's a holiday themed thing, so if it does come out, it will come out in the holidays of this year. It's not like they can just release it whenever they want. So maybe they will. They said maybe we will release it. I don't know.
Isn't that wild when like corporations will like spend so much money to make something and then they're like, oh, we don't care. We'll just bury it.
I was shocked, honestly.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, and it's a drag thing, but that's all I can say about it.
Of course. I hear you clucking. They were like, we want to do this. Oh, wait, do we want to do this?
That's what I think happened. I don't know. To be
That's what happened.
Sure. I don't know for sure because no one told me, but I'm an educated human being with a brain. I'm assuming that's what happened.
We've all had that happen. I've had the same thing happen. People being like, we're so excited about this unique thing. And then they're like, oh.
Bye, bitch.
Threw
us to the curb. No, it's fine. I had a great time working with them. They were all, the team there was amazing, and it's not their decision. I'm sure it's like from higher up. But the team I worked with were really cool. I enjoyed them a lot.
I gotta say this. This is just, okay, and then we'll move on. We'll talk about Drag Race. My version of this was, I was writing on a TV show and they were like, oh, we want to write a sitcom episode about a man anally douching and just like, but make it comedy. And they're like, we're going to be.
Which means you have a lot of comedic moments in that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they were like, whatever. In this world, they were like, holy shit, we're going to make an episode about a gay man douching and make it comedic. This is like a first, like at least, I'm sure other people have done it, but for us, it was a huge deal because we were putting it on Netflix and Netflix, they were like, oh yes, it's so edgy. And then of course they were like, oh, it's so edgy.
And then they backed off. Also the drag bans and all of that happening now and all of that controversy. I feel some big companies, they're like, we'll support you when it's good. But then when it's bad, we're like, we'll step back. I don't know. It's not my business. I did the job. What more can I do?
You did it. I mean, that's what you're paid for. That's what you're paid for. And one day we'll be so powerful. We can make like,
we can select
that part, which I'm very excited for. Okay, Asad, let's get into this
episode. Let's get into it.
Talk to me. How are you enjoying season 15 of Drag Race?
I'm loving it. I'm loving the girls. I'm really happy we have the two LA girls still holding strong, like Selena and Sasha. They're both really good friends of mine. I've worked with Sasha for years and years and years now. She's choreographed music videos for me. She's been in them. And so I always knew she was going to excel in Drag Race. I know her pretty well.
Effortless.
Selena is one of the kindest humans I've ever met in my life. I'm not joking. She was amazing. I've directed one of her videos. This was during the pandemic, and it was such a joy working with her. And I'm really happy to see that she made it, making it so far. Like, she deserves it. And I think a lot of the times she's been in the bottom, personally, I don't think she deserves to be in the bottom.
Oh, I agree.
like that, the first design challenge, I fucking loved her look. And I will
me
advocate.
Too.
I'm like, bitch, this is so creative. And I loved it. It fit well. It looked amazing. When they put her in the bottom, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I was like, I think they just enjoyed watching her lip sync because she's fantastic at lip syncing.
She is, but she shouldn't have had that many bottoms, in my opinion.
No, totally not. I think... Yeah. I think, and I've also seen her perform live. I don't know her personally, but seeing her perform live, I'm like, it's so interesting how sometimes like that skill is so evident live in the room. But obviously then you go on Drag Race and they're like, oh, you're doing a talk show challenge. And it's like, oh,
exactly.
But I haven't been preparing for that. I've been trying
to
do.
Which also she shouldn't have been in the bottom for that challenge either.
I know.
In my opinion. So I'm like, that. Those are the two. I was like, girl, the second
they're having fun with us.
Yeah, I was like, the second giant challenge, maybe, but like that would be the only time I could have seen her be in the bottom. The other two times, she did not deserve it.
They're having a good time with us. I mean, they are jerking us. I mean, we're getting jerked around more so than if we were at the fucking communion spa. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Flex spa.
Flex. Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. Like, I feel like... Okay, this is not I'm not digging on the show, but like the production is like so visible, I think, to audiences now that it just doesn't affect us in the same way.
Yeah, and I also think like I miss the drama. I'm like, I miss the fighting. I don't feel we had enough. Other than this episode, there was a little bit of that. There's like, remember the OG seasons when they fought?
Yeah.
That's what I want. Like, I want the Shangela yelling at someone. I want to see Tyra and Tatiana fighting like that. Like, you know, I want
Laganja having a meltdown.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, these are iconic. Like,
Sharon and Fifi. Come
all
on.
Of that. Like, we need more of that. There's not enough friction. And I understand why the girls don't want to take it there because they don't want to the backlash, which is partly the problem, is like these people online are ruining it for everyone because they're too scared to do anything because then they'll get harassed. Like what happened with Mistress and her Instagram getting taken down, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah,
people are that crazy to do that. But that's why they're not doing that. I think the girls are being hesitant to like lash out at each other.
Totally. It's like, I hate that culture. I hate the Drag Race.
I hate it.
Okay. I'm geeked about Drag Race, but I have boundaries. I'm not here to police people's drag or reach out to them. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is so fucking stupid.
What's the point? Like,
isn't it
shocking? Enjoy the ones you like and then just ignore the ones you don't. Like, it's so easy to do.
But can you believe how many garbage losers are out there that feel good, validated, empowered to send a hateful DM to a stranger they don't know from a TV show? That's crazy
to me, honestly.
That's so wild. And I mean,
it's crazy. You can review the show and say your opinions like in a review. That's fine. You can, but don't need to like go on their page and harass them. Like, I feel that's so much energy. I've never done that with anyone in my life. Like, I just don't feel the need to. So I don't get the mindset of someone that does it. Like, I can't even relate because I've never
used like your gay energy for good. Take a
do
dick.
Something with it. Like,
paint
I don't know,
a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand that mentality, but I think that's what's hurting the show because the girls are just not going to take it there anymore.
It's also hurting our community. I mean, truly, just because the community itself, it's like, girl, use that energy to do something good for yourself. Go be creative. Suck a dick. Just go do something good.
Do something. Yeah, I agree. Like this energy of attacking the queens or like anyone really like who's on TV, I feel is so weird to me. It just, I would never do it. So I don't know.
Wild.
If you do this, stop doing it. Just move on.
Move on. And it really is just like yelling at a brick wall. It's like, what do you think is going to come of this?
Nothing will happen.
Queen.
Also, it's a TV show. Like, come on. If we don't have someone who's being a bitch on the show, then what's the point of watching? I don't want to watch everyone be friends. Like, I really don't want to see a show where everyone gets along.
And that's why Housewives is like fun. And because the Housewives,
yes.
I don't think, again, I'm not a privy, but I don't think the Housewives fans are like, the Housewives get to pop off and go insane because I
think
those fans.
No, they do. They
fans,
attack them. They're the same.
They do.
I like the Housewives, so I see it. They're the same. It's in every, even the ninth, I'm a 90 Day Fiancé fan. Like,
yeah.
I am a diehard 90 Day Fiancé. I watch every episode, every season, and every spinoff. And their fans are crazy too. Like, they're all crazy. Like, I think it's just a thing now. It's an internet thing. I don't think it's specific to a show. I think everyone gets it. Even people who are not in reality shows get it nowadays, which is crazy to me because they're just acting at the end of the day.
I do. I check it on 90 Day occasionally.
I love it. I'm obsessed.
It's so funny how that has spinoffs too. And one of my, I remember the guy who like went to jail for weed. Remember that storyline?
Wait, when?
This was years ago. It's probably an old season at this point. But like he was like, I'm doing well. He had an inexplicably large amount of money. His partner wife was like, I don't love you unless you give me money. And
that sounds like a lot of them.
I know. That's like
80% of the couples are like that.
That's like me saying the drag queen who lip syncs. You know,
exactly.
The one who lip syncs.
It's pretty much the same thing for that.
Yeah. Fuck. But it is a fun season.
It's a great season. I think it's a lot of talent this season, which is why it's hard to put someone in the bottom. Because I feel like there are very talented bitches on this season. Very talented girls.
And I do think sending Marsha home before the musical, you're never going to convince me that that wasn't on purpose.
That is crazy to me because she would have nailed that challenge.
And they didn't want her. And we love
Marsha.
And
that would have been a double save that I would agree with, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. But they didn't want Marsha to go further. I don't know why, but I'm saying they didn't want her to go further because they didn't want her to get closer to the top four or five for some reason. I don't know why, because she was wonderful.
I didn't feel that way, but then seeing the musical challenge the next week with musical was pretty, it was very well, very produced, but like, you know what? We live for it. I think
We love the show. We love... I just wish we got a shot of them telling Marsha, like, as she's like getting into the van, being like, hey, by the way.
Next week is the musical.
Bye, bitch.
I would have loved that too. She was good on the show. She had a good run. She didn't win anything, but she wasn't like losing at things either. I think she was pretty good throughout the season.
Which may have hurt her. She was like too aware. She was too chill.
I think so. I think she was just... She stayed the same throughout, I felt. So I think it was not unfair to send her home, but it could have been okay to keep both of them. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wasn't upset by it, but I was like, I could see go either way and I'll be okay with it.
It seems this year they're trying to really disprove the everyone stays kind of thing. We got so used to that. I do too.
I love it. Go home. I love it. Send these bitches home. I want Stakes. To see bitches go home.
And they have.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get deeper into this ep. But okay, first, silence, Asad. We must take a break.
Oh.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door
I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability. And I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right. BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Bring back my break. We're back. We're here. Marsha's gone home. And now we're getting into this challenge, which is the Rusical. And it's time for us to duke out who's going to get what parts.
Those are my favorite. That's where the best conversation you get, I think.
This was really fun. We got to talk about it. The whole who wants the part of heaven.
Yes.
Mistress saying, you're not right for the heaven part. Lucy saying, yes, I am. Mistress saying, you just want the lead.
Let's talk.
I mean, what did you think?
So I think this. I think there's multiple ways. Like, if you read the description, yes, it describes Lux better. I agree. But actually, when I watched the Rusical, I thought Lucy was good for the part. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I don't think Lux would have done as well.
I agree. And I think Lux actually got the best part for her. I think she really excelled. She did really good. I think Lucy was correct for the role, in my opinion.
Hearing the song,
I was like, yeah, no, I totally see you play this character. And I think, look, I like that they're playing up that Lucy's this bitter person. And it's like, I'm sure she's nothing like that. I'm sure she's such a lovely person. But I love Mistress getting on her ass. I just love it. I think it's funny. I think
it's fun.
I think in the moment they're playing around with each other. She's being a drag queen. I'm like, that's what I want to see. Now, I know that Lucy's probably not that kind of person in real life, but I like the edit's making her look like that. And I like it. I think it's funny. It's part of the show. It's like, that's what we want to watch. I don't want everyone to. Yeah. So I'm like, I think it was great. I love the moment. I love Mistress. I think Mistress is one of my favorites. I love her. She is a drag queen. And
she's
one of my
favorite Drag Race queens ever. Like, truly ever.
I can agree with you on that. Like, I can agree with you on that.
She's made it into the top five for me of just like, I even mean Drag Race. Like, you're making this show better every single episode.
I agree. And you know what? We missed out on getting Irene and her bantering throughout the season.
I know.
I think Irene would have given us so many good moments on the show, honestly. Like, it was sad to see. I was shocked that she went home first. And I think we would have gotten a lot out of her if she stayed.
It was shocking. It was unfortunate too, because it was like seeing her weeks, obviously, as the she's been posting her looks and weeks, you know, since.
She would have given us
unbelievable looks.
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Consistently looks that, frankly, are better than some of the things we saw on the runway. That's just my opinion.
No, I completely agree. I think she's a great drag queen. I was sad to see her go the first week. I was like shocked. She was like in my top in my mind. Like, I thought she was going to make it far.
I labeled her top four for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, bye, Irene.
But we have to talk about, so Lux saying, no, you know what? I want to let you have the role.
I think this is
such drama. I think Lux knew she wasn't going to do as good at the heaven part or knew how much work it was. But I think it's funny and fun drag queen shit that Lux wants control of the narrative.
Which I love. I'm like, do it, bitch. Lux also gives us great sound bites. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take the role from you first. And then once it's mine, I will hand it to you. So that you know that it was me who gave you. Now that you got this, it was me. And I was like, I love that. That is Game of Thrones shit. I love it.
It really is. I was going to say, like, superhero villain.
It was me.
Yeah, it was me. It is some Miranda Priestly shit.
I love it. I love Lux. I think she's awesome. I think she's a great asset to the show. I think all the girls that are on that are left,
to be honest, sickening.
They're great. Like, I can't say this. Yeah, anyway, we'll get to it once we get to the Rusical. But yeah, they were all great. They're all getting plucked.
What do we think of Lucy being regularly plucked? I mean, just like, even
it.
When Mistress is joking, being like, I'm basing this on someone who thinks they know, but is, you know, deucey, whatever. And she, at least the way the edit shows it, her very bothered by this.
I love it. Because I know in real life, she probably wasn't as bothered and they just got bad moments throughout the day and compiled it together, made it look like she was pissed the whole day. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she laughed and kiki'd with them. I just love it as a viewer because I can separate the show from the person. So I get it. And I think it's funny. I think it's great. I'm like, this is what we want to see. We want to see this. So it's a good time.
Oh, it is a very good time.
And it's excellent.
We need, obviously, again, villain. I use the word villain like just in the sense of the TV word, not like she has done anything wrong.
Yeah.
We need a villain. And really, there's no other villain here except.
No.
Lux and Lucy are the only ones getting that, like, the snarky villain moment.
I don't even think Lux is getting it because no one is ragging on her about it because I think she won't let it get to her. I think if Lucy just didn't let things get to her, even in the one or two moments she did, the editors would have nothing to put up to show her being pissed. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like,
if she didn't, like, every episode look like that she was upset when she didn't win a challenge, which is valid. I would be pissed. I'm a competitive person. I'll be pissed. So I get it. But if she didn't express it, if just kept it to yourself, go to your hotel room and be pissed, they would have nothing. But then we would have nothing to enjoy. So I'm happy
that's
that this
true.
Is happening. You know what I mean?
That's true. Because season 14, for example, was like so much talent, but it was missing. It was so much talent, but it was missing some juice and hate there. We're like, hate. but it's good. It's fun. I also love. Okay, this is fun because this is. I like that this key moment of Selena confiding in Lucy has so much payoff later. You want to talk about Game of Thrones, where she's like, you fucking said I need to go home after I defended you and leaned on your shoulder.
It's so good. This moment was good. Also, side note, Anitra's moment with Rue was amazing. Like, that was a great moment.
Let's talk.
I loved it. I thought it was so heartfelt. I mean, that moment really also did pay off when she won the episode. So that was another good seed they planted for us at the beginning. When they were doing the walkthroughs that paid off at the end, which I really enjoyed.
Also gotta say, Anitra, I mean, and this is me being a cynical cunt. When Anitra said, DragCon was a safe space for me. I mean, I think I saw RuPaul come. Like, I think I saw RuPaul fill her pants with ejaculate because she was like,
you can't pay someone to tell you that. You can't even write that in a script. It came so naturally and perfect for Ru.
I mean,
you could not plan that better.
I mean, you couldn't. I mean, and it's like, and Anitra, I'm like, Anitra, you just fucking won the episode, maybe the season. The second you made your story, the drag con saved my life. I mean, you could, if Anitra started crying saying, and drag con tickets are available right now for pre-sale.
The producers would have jumped out of the building. They would have been like, we're done. We don't need to continue the season. Like, we're done. You know, they love a promotion. And this was like a real story that actually is true. Like, they didn't pay her to say this.
So can you believe it?
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Can you believe it? I can't even. Sorry, I was trying to kill a bug in my room.
Oh, it's okay.
But no, I'm sorry personally to you because I
kill
bugs.
People. These are my people.
My people. Where are my people at?
So, but yeah, that was a great walkthrough. I thought it was so good. And then Selena's walkthrough was good. And I think RuPaul, I agree, like maybe she was a bit too excited and like just, I think if you slow down, which is hard to do, it's good advice to give. So I liked that. I thought the moments were very honest.
I did like the advice because the things Selena was saying, I identified with a destructive narrative I've given myself, you know, where I've been like, well, I should be this in order to be this. It was so cool to hear RuPaul say, that's made up. You're making that up.
And I think a lot of us have that in any aspect of our lives, we have that, you know?
Yeah.
We always feel like we have to reach this to get to that point, but you can do it however you want. Like, there's no rules.
You can do it however you want. You can be the first bitch that did X, but we limit ourselves. So it was really cool to see Rue trying to break Selena out of that narrative.
I agree. I just love Selena. I just have to say again, I love her. So I'm so proud. I have to say, I'm so fucking proud of her journey on the show. And she did phenomenal to me. I don't care if she didn't win a maxi challenge. I thought she showed herself in such a good light. I think she did so good. And as a friend of hers, I'm very proud of her for it.
She was amazing. I mean, yeah, she killed it. And again, it was like they said after the musical itself, which I agree we'll get to, was gobsmackingly good. And it was one of the best. It's maybe in the top three best musicals I've seen.
I agree.
It was so good. I want more intel on how long they took to rehearse this because
there's no way
it was only like two days. There's just no way.
I'll ask the girls. I'll get you the tea.
Ask the divas.
I'll ask the divas. And then, I mean, it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. I really did. I was shocked because they're not my favorite. It's not my favorite challenge. I'll be honest with you. I like the design challenges. I like the stand-up challenges. I'm not big on the acting challenges. Like, I don't like them. I don't think they're funny. So, and then the musical challenges are hit or misses for me. They're just not my favorite. I don't enjoy them.
I think you're right. And this one was great. And even though I didn't think it was overly long either, which sometimes
last seasons.
Yeah, sometimes they feel overly long. I feel like this one was still long. I mean, for the girls, I was like, that's a lot of work. But it clipped at the right pace. It ended in a timely fashion. And every single song, I was like,
I think it's because there were less girls than normal for a musical challenge. Yeah. That's why, like, there were only six of them. Normally, there's like 10 or 15 or whatever. I don't know. There's normally like a big number and they last like 20 minutes. I'm like over it by the time it's over. I forgot the first number by the time the last number hits.
And I got to say, before we dive deeper into the musical, can we talk about Lux's jacket with the security tag on it?
You know what? The funniest thing just happened. I'm watching Broad City again. And the episode that happens where she gets that tag stuck and it pops and destroys the painting. Uh-huh. I literally just watched yesterday right before the episode. And then that
Amazing.
Came on and I died. I was like, this is perfect.
Do we believe that the girl left it on? Because I don't.
Yes, I do. Think because... You know why? It's under the collar. It's under the neck collar. I would miss it. And it's all furry and fluffy and it's white and white. I believe it.
I think she mopped. And okay, I think she mopped it. And I'm here for it.
I'd be here for it too if she mopped it. But I personally don't. I think it's a mistake that happened, my opinion. But I would, even if she did mop it, it's fabulous. So
okay, so we're going to make a post on Drag Her Podcast on IG and we're going to take a little survey. We want to know if it was mopped or not.
I agree. That's a good idea.
I want to know what the people think because I even think, and again, I feel like I'm on like one of those fucking true crime shows. I didn't buy Lux's reaction to it. She was like, no. Like, the person left it on. And I was like, no, I don't buy that. I'm not buying the reaction. Don't forget,
maybe she did have more of a reaction we didn't see, or she's just stressed out that they called it out on TV and she's like, act chill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to flip out on it. Like, there are cameras rolling and like someone called you out on something. Sometimes people don't react. No, and that's just how I think. I mean, if she paid for all these amazing looks, do you think she's going to steal a fake fur jacket?
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it worth it? I don't. Right before going on
Drag Race.
It might
not be worth it.
Right before going on Drag Race to get arrested for something like that is not worth it, in my opinion.
Fair. I think you're being graceful. I think you're being very graceful.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it if it was right before Drag Race. Like, maybe after it. I don't know, girl. But before it, they'll chop you in a second.
You know, we lead long lives. We lead long lives. I mean, it is very interesting, the timing of this episode. I guess before we talk about they're talking about obviously trying to outlaw drag, and it's the timing is wild because
crazy how the timing, like, that is insane, because this was shot last summer.
Yeah.
So that is crazy that, like, the timing of it. Yeah, again, the producers are like coming in their pants right now because this is perfect.
Yes.
It's perfect TV.
And we just had Peppermint on, of course. Amazing. We love Pep. And she was giving us so many actionable items, like getting more engaged with the ACLU. Just so, like, just as a reminder to everyone listening, let's keep even just directing friends and family to that resource so we can continue to support the ACLU in Tennessee, primarily so we can use our resources to stop this stupidity.
It's crazy
band.
To me. Honestly, it's bonkers to me. I'm like, this is like, we're like living in the upside down world. Like, that's how
we
I
are.
Feel. I'm like, this also doesn't make sense.
Last night was St. Patrick's Day, and why that's important to me, I did a drag show, come to Bad Drag Race. But I did a drag show, and finale's April 21st. And but I was like, I want to go to every pub, and any straight white motherfucker who's dressed as a leprechaun, I put them in jail.
It's drag. Yeah, that's drag.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want them to hold themselves accountable. So, like, I wish we could look at the sheet of who is voting against this, who is voting conservative, and if they've ever worn a fucking costume of Michael Myers, jail. Go to fucking jail, bitch.
Done. You're done. No, honestly, these people are crazy. Like, mind you, like, live your life. I don't understand. Yeah, this is the same as the trolling. It's kind of the same concept. I'm like, just... why is everything bothering you so much? Just live your, like, they must be so stressed on a day-to-day basis. I won't even know what it's like to be like that. Like, just live your life. No one's bothering you. Like, I don't get it. It's so ridiculous. And it's obviously them just pushing a different agenda. They're just trying to, like, distract people from the real problems, which is them and their gun laws and all of
and
that.
And fundamental needs.
100%. They're like, oh, so we're not going to give you... like, help you with your homelessness issue. Look at the scary drag queen that's reading a children's book. Like, what? I don't know. I can't even, like, logically try and reason with them because there's no logic behind what
it's
they're
really
saying.
It's really fucked, guys.
It's irrational.
Also, I have to say this. Okay, we can move on. But I have to say this. I went to Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood with my nephew about this last week.
Yeah.
And they couldn't, they wouldn't let us into the main show because the Hamburger Mary's was like, we have been getting harassed so severely and getting death threats and getting calls.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. We love that you're here to celebrate us, but for our drag performer's safety, we can't let you see the show with your nephew. And it made
crazy.
Guys,
see what I mean? Like,
so
this is
deeply
what we,
sad.
But we can't let them win by doing that. We can't. We have to, like, keep fighting. Yeah, everyone needs to keep working on it. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's nuts. So let's talk about Rue's main stage look. I think it's unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
I love the makeup, the straps.
Everything.
Really good.
The legs. Everything. I'm obsessed. She looks amazing. Like, this woman is amazing. Yeah,
I love it.
I love it. There's no critique on that. I'm not a big fan of Michelle's look today, honestly, though.
It's a bit pulled back for her, isn't it?
Yeah, but also just I don't like it. I also not a big fan of the color red. So maybe that's like, you know how she hates green. Green is my favorite color and red is my least favorite color. Red is on the least favorite spectrum. So
interesting.
That's what maybe is affecting me.
Yeah.
Ross looks great. I love that he's not wearing a blazer with bedazzled things. I like this kind of look on him more.
Uh-huh. And Orville Peck.
Orville's amazing.
Looks great. He's always amazing. Looks great.
I love him. I worked with him. He's amazing. He's a nice guy. I love him.
Have you seen Behind the Mask?
I have seen him without a mask on, yes. I directed a video with him and Trixie in it, so I got to hang out with them all day.
Of course. Yeah.
So I have seen him without the mask, yes.
I fucking love it. So, okay, you know what? Let's start talking about Wig Loose. We open with this amazing number with Mistress. I know who was doubting herself.
Loved her.
I mean,
amazing.
She's a performer.
She's a performer. She knows how to lip sync. She doesn't need to be a dancer in my eyes to perform. I loved it. I think she looks great. And she did great. She played the role amazingly. I love when Mistress shakes her hair and her boobs move. I love that move she does. She's done it in every lip sync she's done, and I'm obsessed with it. It's great. It works. Everything worked for me. Lucy did great too. I think she was good for the character. I didn't have an issue with it. I thought it was great casting. I think they were all perfectly cast.
This is the thing though. When you get that lead part, and this is true, this always happens in a lot of Drag Race challenges, but like the lead, even in a musical, the lead is like in every person, for lack, you know what I mean? In every man, some people say, but like in every person, and this character is so the average, the mean, the median, that like they don't get a chance to do some of the more kooky, memorable stuff because they're driving the plot forward.
And they need to just kind of stay the same. They can't go too out there because there's the other characters that are being wonky around them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're punishing her for it.
I agree. And I mean, I don't think they're punishing her for her performance. I think they punish her for her look, which I agree.
Uh-huh. I see.
I completely agree on that. Like, because when everyone's performance was solid, then you really have to base everything on the look. It's just unfortunate, but that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think everyone nailed it. I love, my God, my brain.
Who? Wait.
Oh my God, Lux.
Here.
I forgot her name for a second.
I could have seen Lux in the bottom, not because she did bad, but because I was like, if someone's going to be in the bottom, Lux, I saw less of Lux in this musical.
I thought she was, whenever I saw her, I loved it. And I thought it was great. I thought she was one of my top favorite ones, actually. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked when I saw her on stage. And I thought her look was like one of my second favorite of the night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so I thought she was very strong in the role. Sasha killed it. Sasha is just amazing. Like
the second she came out with that look, and I was like, oh my God. I mean, I was laughing just looking at her, and then she performed.
She's a genius. She's like, no one wants this Carl role. I'm gonna take it. And like no one would expect Sasha to take it. That's Sasha. She's like, you think I'm going to do this? I'm going to do this. Because like, everyone would have expected her maybe to be the mom role that Anitra played. Like, I think that would have been like a more Sasha role because it's more how she is. She's more of the mother to everyone. She's more established in the drag scene. She's seasoned. But I love how she flipped it around and did that. And I think that's so smart. And it played to her advantage, in my opinion.
It's genius. She is like transformed. I mean, it's just beautiful, beautiful genius that a trans woman, even in drag, is like, let me fuck around even more and find out, you know?
I love it. I think it's amazing.
And she is going so ham on this character. Like, she's almost unrecognizable.
I agree.
It's
amazing. It was amazing. I thought it was very well done. I enjoyed the Rusical. I thought I wasn't going to enjoy it. I'm not going to lie to you. Whenever I hear a Rusical challenge, I'm like, ugh. It's just not my favorite, but I actually liked this one and I was very impressed. I remember watching it and being like, I'm thoroughly enjoying this. Like, they're good.
Ooh. Yes. In fact, we're enjoying it so much, I forgot. We got to take one more break. So just a moment, Yasad. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
Bring back my break. We're talking this Rusical, and I agree. Okay, we got it. The music was really, I mean, I think Leland probably wrote this because Leland does.
He probably did.
The music was very, is better than it usually is.
Sorry, my dog's barking. Stop.
Ow, you're hitting me. No, it just, the music was like really a step above, I felt, even for a musical.
I agree. Yeah. And like coming to Anitra's part, she was amazing.
Unbelievable.
So good. I was like in tears from her performance. Who knew she could do a ballad, which is great because we know she can do the tricks. But to see her do a ballad, I thought was so smart. And like, so she nailed it. Like she can perform. She's great. She's amazing. Anitra is amazing.
There were tears in my eyes both times I saw this. There were tears in my eyes. I was like, how is she doing this? How is she, through the lens of the camera, making me feel this in something as silly as a drag musical?
I completely agree with you. I thought she was phenomenal. I really enjoyed it. I think we have really good lip syncers this season. Like we have the last six people left. Maybe not Lucy. I don't think Lucy is a good lip syncer. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But I think the other five that are left are strong lip syncers. And imagine a top four with the rest of them. Like I feel maybe Lucy might not make it after next week. And the top four would be
interesting.
And this is my opinion. I think like Anitra, Lux, Mistress and Sasha as the top four, we will get lip syncs.
That would be a gag.
Man, these bitches will I think everyone will be dead by the end of it because these bitches are crazy. They're going to kill it.
Well, just from a story point of view, though, I'm like thinking back and forth. Lucy being in the finale is also a strong choice because Lucy's her vendetta to prove her talent is such a strong story this season that I'm wondering if they want to see it till the end. Or
honestly, she will stand no chance against any of the other girls left. I'm not lying. Like I love.
No, Lucy. You're not telling a goddamn lie.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
She's not a lip syncer.
No, you're right. I mean, against those other four who have just like really strong brands. And I mean, you know what I mean? The cuntosity that Sasha and Anitra can deliver, the face, the dance ability that Lux can deliver. I agree. I would not want to go up against those.
Any of
those
them.
Girls.
Like, to be honest, any of the girls left, if Lucy goes against them, she's home. She's going home. Like, there's no way. There's just no way. It's the truth, unfortunately.
This is the truth, unfortunately. we were all feeling our feelings. You could see the judges having that moment. Speaking of drag story time, I felt like a child watching my favorite cartoon. You know what I mean? Like
I agree.
Safe watching Anitra mother take care of me in this performance.
I agree. She was phenomenal. And then Sasha comes out and kills it with the second look. I was like, bitch, you are. I mean, Sasha can do no wrong. I feel Sasha's my winner. That's just what I'm saying. She's going to win the season. If she doesn't win the season, I'm starting a riot.
I do feel you that like, it is, even for this, she could have won this episode very easily.
She has the best look out of everyone, hands down. And her performance was amazing. I thought she was going to win.
I think it's just a little distracting. Like she's doing such a good job now. They're like, look, bitch, you're here at the final, period.
Yeah, but
we got to share the wins.
We can't just give it to you all the time. I think also because I Anitra's look was not my favorite. I was shocked they didn't dim the lights down for her because they did that with Raja on All Stars when she had the laser look. So I was like, why aren't you dimming the lights down at the end of the runway for a few seconds so we can see this light thing? Like, we know she has lasers in her hands. Show it to us. Like, we don't mind.
You know, for the winners, they make exceptions that they're not making for just the regular season.
I know, because other than that, then the look was pretty basic to me. That's the problem. Like, I feel like the lasers would have added something. And that's why I thought Sasha was going to win because Sasha was look. Anyway, I'm jumping the gun. Sorry. I just got excited.
No, what we're going to talk about very much next is our runways.
Yeah.
So let me prime you, here on this podcast, we chirp the looks we like and we burp the looks we're not as much feeling. So we're going to play a little game of chirp and burp because we're the only drag resource on the internet. So let's go ahead and chirp and burp this category. Everybody say glove. Oh, I am also, I'm going to take credit because I pitched some ideas for Drag Race, for season 14. And I absolutely will take credit for pitching this category of everybody say glove.
Oh, that's amazing. Congrats. That's a smart category.
Thank you.
That is
Thank
a smart
you.
Category. I mean, it's smart.
A dumb pun. A dumb pun will work every time.
I love it. I love it.
Let's see what these divas did with it. So we got first coming out the shoe, Miss Lucy LaDuca giving
burp.
Mermaniana.
Like, major belch.
Belch. What? Because I like the ideas, but it's not working. I like the ideas.
If it was a mermaid's gown, I would be, I would love it more. I think it's just cut short in such a weird way. And Lucy normally is great with body. She looks bad. Like, her body doesn't look good.
Damn.
I don't like it. I don't like it. And I love green. And I just don't like it. It's very St. Patrick's Day more than the Creature of the Black Lagoon. Where, creature, where? I don't see creature.
You're right. I like the gloves themselves, and her face looks good.
Oh yeah, yeah, not denying.
But you're right. As a whole thing together, I'm like, why?
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you're right. It's not fully amazing. It's just not fully amazing. I like the gloves, and I guess that's the challenge. But looking at the whole thing together, I won't remember this look one bit.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I already forgot it until you brought it up now. No, I'm not. Just kidding. Just kidding. Next girl. Who's our next victim?
This is a burp, unfortunately.
It definitely is. There's no redeeming qualities to it.
Next victim's Anitra. And yes, like you said,
I like
we've
the look,
seen
though.
Her it's, wear this. We've seen yes. her wear a version of this.
Yes, yes, yes. I like it. It's a chirp, but it's a very light chirp. Like someone who just hatched. Chirp.
Yeah, yeah.
Not living.
It's a chickadee.
It's done well, so you can't knock the construction of it. It's just not creative enough for me.
Yeah, it's just she looks great, but yeah, like there's no new ideas here.
No, nothing new. I like the lasers. It's just we didn't see them that much.
Frickin' lasers.
She should have known that. She should have known better because it's happened in the past. So she should have known.
She should. With just a black boot. I mean, that I even think the shoes would have been an interesting opportunity to show.
Like a thigh-high boot that's the same color as the totally the outfit would have been amazing. Like kind of what Sasha did.
Even a surprising pop of green or something. It's like commit, I don't know.
Something.
Will I chirp or burp it though? That's the question.
What are you going to do?
Personally, I'm going to be as fair as for me. I'm going to burp it because I can.
Okay.
And who cares?
No, and it's fair because mine was very close to going there. Like it's barely a chirp. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Work. She's stunning. She's gorgeous.
She's amazing.
And she is the moment. I mean, come on.
She is the moment. Yeah. She is Miss Wendy Williams.
I love that you clocked. Mistress Isabel Brooks. Amazing. Looking like a whole damn sun. Amazing.
Like there's nothing you can't like chirp to the max. Like she looks gorgeous. She knows how to dress herself. She is phenomenal. I love Mistress. I love her looks. She's amazing. I can't say anything bad. There's not one bad thing about it.
The hair, the construction of this boa collar, the dress itself with its geometric designs.
Yeah. I agree. And then the only critique, though, I have to say, this is just me being nitpicky. The jewels falling off the glove looked a bit messy. It looked a bit messy to me.
It's a hard look because, I mean, look, the second you're moving, they're getting tangled.
That's the problem. I think that was the only issue, but it's not even like a big deal. I still love it.
I love the idea. Like, I'm with you. Like, the idea for me, I don't even want to use that word. The idea for me slightly the idea is cool enough for me to like forego some of the execution problem.
I agree. And that's the only problem I see. Other than that, it looked amazing.
Yeah. She's
you go, girl.
She's fucking amazing. Chirp.
Chirp. Next, chirp the house down.
We have Lux Noir London giving goth, giving cast, giving high school.
Love it. Chirp, chirp, chirp. She's amazing. She is so creative. Like, who would have thought to make cast as your glove? Like, that is smart. I love it. I love the idea. She's always she always turned out a good look. I've never seen a bad look from her. So
it's a big risk too.
It is because they're technically not gloves, but they are. You know what I mean?
The wig makes me mad, but it does fit the look. Do you know what I mean?
It fits so well. That like angsty teen that cut her own hair. Right. I love it. I mean, she's smart. Lux is smart.
It could just be that the wig reminds me too much of a teenager I want to slap across the face.
It's evoking an emotion, which means it's doing something right.
Yeah. That wig is so stupid.
I love it. I actually love it.
I'm going to give it a light chirp for me, but also okay. Because I think looks like this piss, again, this is my baggage coming out. I'm thinking of teenagers and it's making me itchy.
I get it. I like it. I think it's great. I think it's very Avril Lavigne, very punky. I like it.
Skater boy. Very that.
I love it. Yeah.
So you're chirping.
I'm chirping.
Selena Estetis, I mean, the big gloves made me laugh every second.
I love it. You know what? I was so shocked they didn't like her look. I love the look.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I thought it was great. She looked good. It fit her well. I loved it.
I really liked it too. I mean, look, maybe the bodysuit is... I like the busyness of it. I guess they didn't like the busyness.
But the gloves were plain. The gloves were just a plain color. So I understand being a bit busy on the body. Like it didn't bother me at all. She looks great.
No, I enjoyed it. I think the wig is interesting. Her makeup's always good.
This is one of my favorite looks she had this whole season. So I'm so shocked they didn't like it.
I know. And it just big is funny. I mean,
It was great. It was such a good look. I don't agree with the judges on this one.
Yeah, I guess like I'll give it a light chirp because the only reason being that like I like it, but I might not remember it in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's very valid. I agree. I can agree with that. I just think it's good. Like she didn't do bad and she did do good in the challenge. So it was shocking to me. No one should have gone home. This would have been a week.
Yeah, but they just decided. They were already ready to send her home. They were going to send her home.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And Sasha, I mean, the best look of the week. There's just no love. Questions. No one can argue it. You can fight me on the streets.
I think I would give top marks for me to Mistress, but let's talk about this one for now. Gloves are the body. Body is the gloves.
It's so smart. I was like, okay, instead of making only just hand gloves, she's like, I am the glove. I love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love it. It's so well constructed. It's so fashion. She looks amazing. She knows how to work it. The garment is beautiful. It's so out of the box. Sasha's amazing. Like, there's nothing more I can say about her. Like, she is amazing. I love it.
Yeah. It is so cool. I mean, and like she said, it is Harley Quinn, but obviously in like a completely fresh way.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know how you make this. That's the most heartbreaking part.
Right?
The gloves someone had to hand sew into to make this look.
It's crazy. Like, it's amazing. I love it. Good job, Sasha.
The makeup is wild, but it really works. Again, she can pull it off.
I think it works. Very badass.
Yes. Yes.
I like it.
Chirp. What can we say?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. My favorite part. Who you have to send home.
Oh, my God.
Best part of any episode. I love it.
It's so fun. And because no matter what, even you know it's coming. Even when you know it's not personal, guess what? Humans are fragile flowers.
I love it. Yeah, so, I love it.
So a couple people say Selena on stats. Some people go they're my competition. Send them home route.
That's a smart pageant move. I call it pageant move, but it's smart if you don't want to piss people off.
It's a pageant move.
It's very pageanty, which is fine. You can say that. It's a valid answer, I think. I would prefer more drama, but I like that answer.
Yeah.
I think Lucy, I don't blame her for saying Selena because who else is she going to say? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She could say the pageant answer. I don't think she realized other girls were going to go that route. I think because she went first, she probably thought everyone was going to say Selena because Selena was in the bottom the most.
Right.
And she did not realize other people went the other way. And so it was too late for her to take it back. So, but I don't think she was wrong for saying, I love Selena. But if you're looking at it was going to be her and Selena on the bottom. So she's like, bitch, it's going to be you.
But
like, what am I going to say?
What's so perfect about Lucy's game is like, I think Lucy also, the sense of humor appears to be lacking in terms of like, I think it would hurt her ego to even say, this bitch is fierce. Sasha has more wins than me and I want her to go home. I think that would hurt her ego too much.
I agree.
Which is why she didn't even think about it.
I agree with you.
Yeah, fuck. So, of course, the Selena-Lucy drama was fun to watch in Untucked. That was probably
so good. It was like the best drama we've had.
It was the best drama we've had. And I live. If you were in that position, would you go the pageant answer?
It depends who was with me. If I'm in this mm-hmm. exact situation, if I was in this exact situation, mm-hmm. I would, with the same girl lined up, I probably would have thrown Selena under the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's how my personality would be. I would rather be like, you're in the bottom, go.
Yeah.
Even though she was my friend, even though that I'm like, there's no friends in competitions. I was like, there's no friends in work and there's no friends in competition. I'm like,
right.
If you fuck up, I will say you fucked up. That's it.
She even could have said Lux. She could have pulled the Tatiana and be like, I think you're not seeing that Lux is a complete bitch. Like,
I mean, but
why
the thing
not?
Is Lux isn't a complete bitch, I think. So
I know, I
think,
but just to cause some drama.
Oh, I would have loved it. I mean, I would have loved any more controversy than we got, I would be happy with, because I love the drama.
And I mean, again, Lucy has enough. But again, if I was on this TV show, and if you're on this TV show, steal it. If you feel like your story's wrapping up, open a new story. You know what I'm saying? So if you're like, uh-oh, my story's concluding, it's never too late to go. Even if you don't have that beef, Lux is a fake bitch. Or
oh, I agree, because then now they'll keep her on to create more drama with her and Lux.
Again, it's the old India Farah from All Stars 5. Just lie.
I agree.
Just start lying.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Honestly, who cares? Because Lucy's story of her not winning ended last week because she won. So now they need something else from her or else she's going home. That's it. I don't disagree with. I think Lucy should go next.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion. I love the, I have nothing against her. She's nothing personal.
Her talent is staggering, but I do agree. I would like to see those other four without Lucy in the top four.
That's just my personal preference.
There seems to be a fun element of TV to have the power hungry talent seeker to prove her worth all the way to the end.
The thing is, you see which route they want to take, and then that will determine. You know, they can go both ways. So
yeah, damn. Next week's gonna be an upset. If Mistress goes home,
no,
burning the sky down.
I would die. I will kill someone.
Mistress
is staying. Mistress is staying.
She has to.
She's going to win next week, bitch. So they're all equal except Sasha, because Sasha's going to win the season. Uh-huh. Then all of them will have two wins except Sasha. And that's cool. I'm cool with that.
Again, I keep asking everyone who comes on this, is Sasha too perfect to win?
No. Not in my opinion. Sasha's winning the season. And I think if she doesn't win, because I think Sasha won't want to come back for an All-Stars. I think she's seasoned. Uh-huh. She's worked. I think the other girls can come back for an All-Stars and they're still
you're
like,
kind of right.
Like Sasha's done this. She's been there, done that. Give her the win. She earned it. She earned the win. I don't think it's unfairly giving it
no,
to her.
No, not at all.
She
not
deserves,
at all.
She deserves the win. So I think she should win.
Sickening. I mean, yeah. Truly.
And we need a trans girl to win a regular season. We've never had a trans contestant win a regular season. And if anyone is going to win it, Sasha would be the best representation of it, in my opinion.
I mean, literally for me, it's hard because I want Mistress to win. I want Anitra to win. I want Sasha to win. Like literally I'm horny for all three of their wins.
I agree, to be honest. And Mistress, I would love to see win too, and Anitra as well, but I just don't see it for them this season.
Damn. Okay, wait. I have so much to say about this. This is, it was something we were just talking about. But it's just so interesting to me what's going to happen, how it's going to go down. Is it going to be individual lip syncing?
Oh, I have no idea. They haven't filmed it yet.
Combat. So, okay, for this episode, Anitra gets called winner.
I see it. I'm happy for her.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I mean, the way she made me feel during that Rusical blew my socks right off.
I agree.
And we have Lucy in the bottom with Selena.
I think she deserved it for that look. 100%. Well, I mean, there's no questions. I would put you in the bottom.
Wow.
Even if she did amazing in the Rusical, everyone did shit for that look, she should be in the bottom.
I probably, if it was me, I think I would have put Lux up against Selena, I think.
Okay.
Only because Lucy, look, and again, I'm not the world's biggest Lucy fan, but no. Lucy did so much. And I think
she did a lot.
But that's what's so funny is that like she gave so much and the show said, oh, You gave everything, but we're going to put you on the bottom.
I mean, but
and
that's
you're going to hate it.
As well, but also, the look was terrible. I'm sorry. It was absolute crap. She looked bad. She just looked bad.
Shoot me straight.
There's no redeeming quality of the look. So I agree with her. I think it was it's the worst look of the night for sure.
Damn. Okay.
I mean, it's the truth.
I live for this honesty. So they're going to do this is a pretty epic song. Kate Bush running up that hill. This is a very this is very of the moment.
And also on MTV. Cool, we're living in the upside down world now with all the drag bands. So it's like perfect coming together.
Yes. And we are running up that hill, which is as queer people who thought, I can't believe drag is controversial in 2023. That's so boring.
It's so stupid. I'm over it, honestly. I'm like, girl, grow up.
Deeply stupid.
Like, they need to grow up. Anyway, but the lip sync was good. It's a hard song to lip sync to, in my opinion.
It's all about emotion and building that emotion, and then
I agree. And they're like, it's not an easy song. It's not my favorite song either. To be honest with you, I don't like the song, and I'm over it.
I can see how last summer they were like, this is going to be epic, and now it's like, oh bitch, we've heard this song
over
so many times.
Yeah, exactly. Last summer it was still like in. Now I'm like, okay, I can't. I'm over it. But it's not a fun lip sync song to me. That's just a fact. It's just not fun.
I like the way it started. I think they had a hard time building on it because it's an emotion-driven song, and like building emotion in a lip sync or really any performance is a hard hill to climb and keep delivering something meaningful. But who do you think won it?
In my opinion, I like Selena. I'm not going to lie. I love Selena. And I think it would have been so gaggy if they sent Lucy home. I think everyone would have flipped out, and I think that would have been great TV.
Yeah.
If they kept Selena and they let Lucy go, bitches would be going crazy. And I think
Lucy would have pulled a Will Smith and socked RuPaul in the mouth.
Oh, like, I would have loved to see that. That is TV, bitch. But anyway, that did not happen. And I don't agree or disagree. I mean, Lucy's very talented. And it was not my favorite lip sync.
It was not my favorite lip sync. I think they've seen Selena lip sync so many times. And I unfortunately, as funny as the big glove to smaller glove reveal is.
I love that.
I don't think it particularly fit with this lip sync, but I do think that is a fucking cool, smart lip sync move.
I liked it. Yeah. I don't know. I like Selena a lot, and I'm being biased 100%.
Be biased.
I'm letting everyone know I'm being 100% biased, but I love her and I would have rather her stay. This is my opinion. I get it.
But it's classic. It's very classic. I mean, the position she's going home in is a very classic position to a fucking superstar with too much talent going home at a time when it's just like, bitch, I'm sorry, but we're sending you home. Like, you know, authority or insert someone who is just like, oh, for some reason you're going home even though you're fucking.
Like Ben de la Creme on her original season, I felt.
Yes.
Same thing happened to her. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Well, that is that. You've said who your winner is.
Sasha.
And Sasha, God, it is, again, I am having a hard time picking between those three. I'm going to say Mistress still. I've been saying Mistress a lot. I want a big bitch to win.
I see that too. So I'm like, I agree. I like both of the girls. But yeah, Sasha and then Mistress, yes.
I'm very excited. Next week we have a makeover challenge. We'll see
One of my favorite challenges.
Yeah, it's a good fucking time.
It's
a good time every time. Asad, remind us where we, the listeners, can come support you. Venmo, your website, is it asadyacoub.com?
Yep. Everything is Asad Yacoub. All my socials are Asad Yacoub, and my website is Asad Yacoub. So it's easy to find me.
I love it. Okay, well, we're going to put those plugs. They're in the podcast description below. So click, clack.
Thank you for having me.
Bitch, you're really fucking fun, and I'm really glad you came. And I don't think you've seen the last of us yet.
No, definitely not.
I'm excited.
I'll text you my number soon, so you can have. Okay. I'll email it to you, so then we can like plan to have a lunch.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We have big things planned. And
we got to do shit.
Do some fucking shit. The brown queer takeover is happening. It's
already happened, bitch.
Ooh, I'm going to call it the shakedown. Spelled.
The shakedown. Shit spelled shake. Oh, yes. I love that. Yes. Oh, good. You're good with puns.
Yeah, bitch.
The pun queen. The pun queen.
If you like Drag Her Podcast, remember to follow us at Drag Her Podcast and give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast. We'll read them live on this pod. Okay, that's it, Asa. Till next time.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Let the music play. Love you.
Bye, Diva.
Was a HeadGum original.